Since the Capitol riots in January, the Proud Boys have been struggling. The NPR investigations team has tracked hundreds of individuals charged for actions in the riots. This far-right extremist group played an outsized role in the insurrection. And NPR Washington investigative correspondent Tim Mack examines what's next for this five-year-old movement.
In order to attain the third degree of membership in the Proud Boys, Joel Campbell had to get a tattoo.
It is a rooster with stars around it, and then a laurel underneath, and then an arrow with a W on the end that signifies West, and it says Proud Boy underneath.
West, signifying the, quote, Western chauvinism that is the hallmark of the group's identity. Campbell is a 34-year-old who left the organization after the insurrection. He had been a member since 2018, and he said he sympathized with the Proud Boys in part because he said the mainstream media was propagating a negative image of people like him.
You know, they talk about domestic terrorism being the biggest threat to America, and when they say domestic terrorism, they mean straight white men.
In fact, experts and top government officials say their biggest concern is violent white supremacists and anti-government extremists. The Proud Boys were founded in 2016 and is identified as a hate group by the Southern Poverty Law Center. Here's Cassie Miller, a senior research analyst there, describing the core of Proud Boys' ideology.
That politics should be practiced by force, that the country is full of internal enemies, that the United States needs to be reborn or renewed in some way.
While Campbell learned about the Proud Boys by watching online videos, he got even more fired up about the group during the 2020 election campaign.
Proud Boys,
stand back and stand by, but I'll tell you what, somebody's got to do something about Antifa and the left.
That Trump shout-out inspired Campbell, who decided to get his tattoo after that debate. He wasn't the only one. After the debate, the national organization claims its membership doubled, with interest coming in to such an extent that they had to pause recruiting. And then came the January 6th riots. Some 30 people charged for crimes on that day have alleged links to the Proud Boys. So Campbell, who was not present at the Capitol, walked away from the organization, in part because he had a new goal, running for local office.
So I knew that if I wanted to actually seriously pursue a political career, that I could not be associated with them anymore.
He's running for city council in Topeka, Kansas, and he describes views that he claims are what drew him to the Proud Boys in the first place.
Okay. Yeah, so the things that drew me to it the most, minimal government, maximum freedom, the anti-drug war. Right? You know, I'm very anti-drug war.
But he realized it would be toxic to remain associated with the Proud Boys in the aftermath of the insurrection.
You know, I got in contact with the local president and said, hey, I really want to pursue my political career and something that I feel like I need to do. And he had no hard feelings.
He's not the only one to step away for one reason or another. Despite increasing notoriety, the organizational structure of the Proud Boys has been hobbled in recent months.
Well, I will tell you this. We've been through the ringer.
That's Enrique Tarrio. He's the national head of the Proud Boys. The organization was shaken in January with the revelation that he had been an informant for federal law enforcement about a decade ago. This triggered some chapters to revolt, but Tarrio says they fell back in line.
I've met with those chapters multiple times, and we're all on the same page. I just don't see the disruption.
Tarrio said hundreds of Proud Boys had recently met in Georgia. He admits the January 6th riots were a challenge, but says his group was already so marginalized by corporate America, it didn't really have much of an effect.
Yeah, we got banned off more things, but we're already banned on anything you can think of. I can't tell you it got worse, because you run out of things to ban us from.
Tarrio told NPR that he plans on stepping down as chairman in September to focus on his local chapter. He does plan to emphasize one thing this year, though.
Start getting more involved in like local politics. Running our guys for office in local seats, whether it's like a simple GOP seat or a city council seat. We've been doing pretty good across the country.
For Campbell, whose run for city council in Topeka will culminate in an election in November, his former membership in the Proud Boys has been a central topic of conversation.
The truth is, I haven't spent one campaign dollar. I haven't asked for one donation yet. And I'm probably the most well-known person in Topeka.
And he doesn't rule out ever rejoining the group.
I don't know. Actually, no one's ever even asked me, so I haven't given it much thought. I think that I'm happy with my life the way it is right now, and I choose not to change anything at this point.
And for now, he doesn't have a plan for removing or covering up his Proud Boys tattoo. Tim Mack, NPR News, Washington.